This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. United States President Donald Trump has announced that Iran and Israel have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire, which will come into effect in the coming hours. The announcement was made last night, shortly after an Iranian missile attack on a U.S. airbase in Qatar.
In a statement on Truth Social, Trump said the ceasefire would begin once both countries have wound down and completed their ongoing final missions, adding that the ceasefire would be implemented in stages. The U.S. president added that Iran will initiate the ceasefire, followed by Israel on the 12th hour, and upon the 24th hour, an official end to the 12-day war will be saluted by the world. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, News Desk, Akashvani.
The announcement of a ceasefire between Iran and Israel has brought temporary relief to millions of civilians caught in the crossfire. U.S. President Donald Trump, who described the conflict as a 12-day war, said both sides had reached out to his administration almost simultaneously, seeking peace. The ceasefire was declared after Iranian state media announced that a truce had been imposed on the enemy, following what Tehran called a military response to U.S. aggression. President Trump stated that his diplomatic and security teams worked through the night to broker the truce. The ceasefire reportedly took effect around 4 a.m. local time, with Israeli strikes on Iranian sites halting shortly before that, despite a significant escalation in the hours leading up to the agreement. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has not yet made a public statement on the ceasefire. However, reports suggest he convened an emergency meeting of the Security Cabinet and instructed ministers to refrain from commenting publicly on the agreement. In response to heightened tensions in conflict-affected areas in West Asia, 2,295 Indian nationals have now been brought home from Iran under Operation Sindhu. The Indian Air Force has stated that it remains committed as a first responder to providing assistance both within the country and across the globe in times of need. The IAF has commenced missions from Jordan and Egypt to evacuate Indian nationals and citizens of friendly countries. An Indian Air Force C-17 flight evacuated 165 Indian nationals from Israel under Operation Sindhu. The aircraft came from Amman to New Delhi this morning. The evacuees were received by Minister of State for Information, Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. L. Murugan, upon their arrival in the national capital. Another batch of 161 Indian nationals from Israel also reached New Delhi today. They arrived in the national capital this morning from Amman. At the airport, Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Magreta, received them. Speaking to media, Mr. Magreta said government is in constant contact with Indian nationals in Iran and Israel, and it remains committed to provide all assistance and support to Indian nationals in both countries.
This is the first guest from Israel who has just arrived safely from Tel Aviv. Bhaiya, Jordan, we are in constant contact with all the Indian nationals in Iran as well as in Israel also. We are committed to provide all the assistance, all the support to our Indian nationals in both the countries. So this is the first batch under our Operation Sindhu have arrived.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, in New Delhi today. We have a report.
On March 12, 1925, the historic meeting between Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi took place at Shivagiri in Verkala. Their discussion focused on Vaikyam Satyagraha, non-violence, the abolition of untouchability and the upliftment of the oppressed classes. Both leaders had an in-depth conversation about the inequalities that existed in society due to the caste system and the practice of untouchability. Guru also emphasized that education and economic resources were essential for the upliftment of the lower caste. Mayusha, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In javelin throw, reigning world champion Neeraj Chopra will be back in action at the prestigious Ostrava Golden Spike 2025 athletics meet in Czechia tonight. Neeraj Chopra was scheduled to compete at the Golden Spike in both 2023 and 24, but had to withdraw on both occasions due to injury. And that is the end of this news bulletin.